Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. My pleasure, as always. We got John Arnold with us, too, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. John is a member of an organization that's an old friend of ours, Constant Contact. He's Regional Development Director for Constant Contact, and that's an organization that, as you know, is founded by Gail Goodman, one of the founders of that organization. They recently went public, by the way. Their IPO was back in the fall, and Gail has been on my show many times over the years, as talking to her and watching her grow that business, her fine organization grow that business, has been a lot of fun to see the success of Constant Contact. And John Arnold he's joined them in the last few years, and he's a serial entrepreneur. He's an entrepreneur just like you and me, folks. He's been where you and I are, running a small business. And now he's working for Constant Contact, and he's written a book called Email Marketing for Dummies. And folks, I hate to say it, but that's probably you and me. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome. Good morning.
It's good to have you here.
It is good to be here.
Be sure to say hi to Gail and to Eric and a couple of my buddies over there at Constant Contact. Congratulations on your book.
Yeah, thank you.
Email Marketing for Dummies. I told the audience before you got here, I said, folks, this is probably us. Email's been around a long time. Email marketing's been around a long time. Most of us are not that good at it.
Yeah. Well, even if you're an email genius, you're going to love Email Marketing for Dummies, because it really covers soup to nuts, everything you need to know about marketing your business with email.
Well, let's start with the soup.
All right.
What's the first thing we need to know about email marketing?
The first thing you know is you need to know a little bit of marketing. You got to apply basic marketing principles to your emails.
What is marketing?
Well, marketing is really finding an audience for the things that you have to sell, or maybe even more clarified, finding something to sell to an audience that needs it. So, if you're a small business owner, you've probably gone out and started a business, and maybe you're even marketing your passion. You know, you've got something that you really love to do, and you want to do it for the rest of your life, and so you've started this business. You've got to find an audience. You got to have people to connect with. You got to stop doing business with mom and dad eventually, you know, and move on to deeper and more relationships, and those people have to need what you have to sell. So you got to understand how to find a need and how to fulfill that. But the very close second for that is you got to communicate, because you can hook up your cell phone service, but nobody's going to call you unless you go out and contact people and make first contact and second contact and maybe even 10 contacts before somebody's willing to part with their money in order to do business with you.
You know, there are multiple levels of email marketing. There's the high level, you know, high research, buying lists and all that kind of stuff. There's all that sort of thing that a lot of people are doing very successfully. But at the same time, but also there's another thing that I'm just doing everything I can to get small business owners to do. In fact, John, you'll be glad to know that I do this when I go in a small business. I literally, when I walk into a small business and I'm just wandering around, they don't know me from Adam, I actually say, are you collecting your email addresses from your customers?
Yeah.
And they look at me like, security, up here, please.
Yeah.
they escort me out. But no, seriously, I in my own part of the world, people know that I'm on the radio. They know that I'm, you know, I've talked to small business owners and that sort of thing. They read my newspaper column, whatever. And so I'm often asked, you know, Jim, help me with my business when I walk into a business. And I'll say, well, let me ask you a question. I'll turn to a customer. I'll say, is that one of your customers? Oh, yeah. Do you know his email address? No. Well, right. You need to start right there. Sir, what is your email address? Do you mind him? And I literally have done this. Sir, do you mind him having your email address in case he has something that you need to know about? And the guy says, no, I don't mind that.
Yeah. You know, a lot of business owners are afraid to ask for the email address as if they're asking for their social security number or something like that. And it's true, consumers are a little bit protective of their contact information, but the statistic is 57% of consumers will give you their email address if you ask. So you're missing one out of two if you're not just asking everybody.
Well, and typically, though, I mean, I can see a little bit of resistance. I bet it's 50-50 if they don't know you, but I bet if they know you, it's like 90-10.
Yeah, I'll give you a great example of something that just happened to me recently. I was at one of those Chamber of Commerce events, you know, that you go to and you try to collect business cards and stuff. And there was a caterer, and the caterer had this long table with lots of food spread out. And, you know, it was a one-owner business. She was out there plugging her own catering. They had a long line of folks that were grabbing some food. And way at the end of the table, after you filled up your plate, she had this little standee that had a business card holder, and all her business cards were in there, and a little brochure on her business and some mm-hmm. stuff there. And I got to the end of that line, and I said, "Where's the sign up for the email address mm-hmm. list?" And she said, "What are you talking about?" And I went back to my car, and I got my little sign up book, and I put it on her table. I gave her my guest book and opened it up, you know. And she got it right away. She said, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm not collecting anybody's information."
You know, John, the problem is you and I just can't visit all these places.
Yeah.
You know, we're just two of us. It's just two people. We can't go around to all these places. Folks, you got to listen to this stuff. There's one of my favorite examples is of successful email marketing is a farmer's market group, half a dozen businesses, farmers and producers of home products and things like that, jellies and cakes and cookies and stuff like that. Every Thursday, they're open at 4 o'clock near me.
Yeah.
Every Thursday morning, I get an email from them saying, "Hey, here are the things we have in our farmer's market today." Now, you know what? I don't care what the list says because I'm going to go anyway because I just like going over there. But what's magic about that is it reminds me that today's Thursday and it puts them on my map today.
Right. Yeah, you got to stay top of mind in today's world. How many messages do you see just on your way to work or when you wake up in the morning and you see all kinds of ads everywhere? And, you know, I've seen different statistics on how many ads you're exposed to every day, every hour, every minute, and that kind of thing. But I can tell you that it's a lot, and you've got to kind of cut through the clutter and make sure that your business is top of mind. And, you know, let's face it, people have to maybe even drive by four or five other places to do almost the same thing to get to your business. So
absolutely.
You've got to be up there.
Hold on to that thought. John Arnold is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. John Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D, is the author of Email Marketing for Dummies, available wherever books are sold. He and I will be right back. More to come. Stay with us. 20 after.
No. Baby, just how you feel.
Hi, Jim. This is Jennifer Reed Hawthorne, co-author of Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul and Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live. I'm calling to wish you a very happy 10th anniversary. I am so proud to be a member of your Brain Trust, and I am looking forward to many delightful conversations in the next 10 years. Happy 10th anniversary, Jim.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. John Arnold is our guest. He is the author of Email Marketing for Dummies. He also works for an outstanding organization that I do, is one of the folks I do business with, Constant Contact. And I use their service. If you received my newsletter a few years ago, I got tired of fighting the all of the ISPs and everything, and because I send my stuff out, my newsletter goes out around the globe, and I got tired of fighting all that, and I finally, you know, just said, "Okay, help me out," and they did, and it's really been great. So, folks, I encourage you to check them out, ConstantContact.com, and the book you've written, John, Email Marketing for Dummies. Where is that available?
That's available, as far as I know, everywhere. Amazon, of course. But buy it from your local bookstore if you can.
There you go. Buy it from a small business bookstore
if
you got one near you, and they'll order it for you if they don't have it. I promise you. But look for the Books for Dummies series, right? That's probably where it'd be hanging out right in
yeah,
there somewhere.
Yeah, you can see it. Those yellow and black. You know, you know what they look like.
Yeah, they're pretty prominent. Okay, so we're talking about some ways, some of the soup to nuts, as you say, for doing email marketing. What are some other ideas, John?
Well, maybe I thought we'd talk about some of the things that people maybe don't think about with their email marketing. It, a lot of times we talk about building lists and getting email delivered and stuff like that, but maybe something a little more interesting or close to home for small business owners. How about some of the economics of email? Business owners want to save money, right?
Yep.
And you know, one of the things I say in the book is don't worry about the fact that email is cheap. A lot of people use email because it's cheap. They look at the cost of a stamp and a postcard, and they compare it to the cost of an electronic communication, and they say, you know what, email is so much cheaper, I'm going to use email. But that's really the wrong approach. Email is not the best because it's cheap. If it doesn't work, then you're wasting your money no matter how cheap something is. And as a business owner, you want to be concerned with spending a dollar and getting more than a dollar back. That's what your real goal is with a business. You don't want to just keep cutting your costs until you don't have any costs anymore. That's not the goal of a business. You want to get more than a dollar for every dollar you spend. So that's the way you want to look at your email campaigns. Your emails have to bring a return. So here's a great stat, and here's a new approach to thinking about the economics of email. Direct Marketing Association constantly studies return on investment for all kinds of electronic marketing, and the most recent study that I saw, this number changes a bit every time I see it, but email returns more than $50 for every dollar spent when you engage it, and that's one of the highest forms of marketing that you can get. So if you spend a dollar and you get $50 back, that's a great investment. So that's the way to look at email. Not is it cheaper, but will it return a greater amount than the other marketing efforts out there?
And is it safe to say that the higher numbers can be achieved by the quality of the collection that you, the quality work that you do when you're collecting emails?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I always tell people that $50 for every dollar spent is, includes all of the bad email campaigns that are out there too. You know, that's an average number. So if you can do a little bit better than that,
well, none of my people would fit in that category.
Yeah, well, you gotta do some standard techniques. You know, again, apply good marketing principles to your emails and do some of the things that are in my book, and you can do better than the average, of course.
So what would go through the half a dozen steps of a good email campaign. Just tick off some of the key elements of a good email campaign. First, you got to collect the names, the email addresses.
You got to have a good list. You got to have a list of permission-based subscribers. Don't
email permission-based, folks. No spam. We don't do spam.
Yeah, you can't email total strangers, and you know it doesn't even matter whether you think it's legal or illegal, or whether you want to how you want to interpret the canned spam law. The thing is that consumers don't like spam. In fact, they hate it.
They hate and it, and they hate people who spam.
Yeah, and if you send email to total strangers, they're going to think it's spam, and they're going to hate it, and they're going to hate you. And
if you send me email and I don't know you, it is spam.
Yeah, and consumers hate it. You know, if you send 10,000 postcards out and nobody wants them, nobody will care.
Yeah.
If you send out 10,000 emails and nobody wants them, they get, like, enraged.
That's right.
And last time I checked, hate is not one of the buying emotions.
No.
You don't want to do that to your customers and prospects.
So you got to have a good list. Then what?
Next thing, you got to, again, apply those basic marketing principles. So I see a lot of emails that go out that just kind of have everything the business owner thought of, and they put it all in one place, and they send it out to everybody. And I call that spray and pray. You know, send everybody everything and
that's
hope something's interesting to something. Yeah, you know, don't do that. Take a step back, have a plan, and make sure that your emails are trying to achieve an objective, that you've written that objective down, and that you're going to measure the results afterwards so that you can tell if you're getting closer to whatever that objective is.
So we probably, if we had five things that we want to tell people, maybe we'd do one thing five times.
Right.
Each one of those five times.
Yeah, and frequency
maybe
and
over
content.
A period of a few weeks, 2 or 3 weeks or something.
Sure. Yeah, frequency and content go hand in hand, too. You know, if you send everybody everything, your emails get kind of long, and people don't like reading long emails.
Right.
And so if you can make it more concise and send it more often, that usually works better.
And graphics are important, too, aren't they?
Graphics are really
today.
Important. Yeah. All the statistics that I've seen indicate that a well-designed HTML email will outperform a text email just about
now
every
that
time.
Now that people have big pipes, they have the broadband connectivity, that works pretty well. All right, what's the last thing you got to do?
Well, next thing is segmenting your list. You can't send everybody everything. You got to send people what they want. So ask them what they want.
Right. And then sell. Close the deal.
That's right.
Look and make sure your doors are open. They'll come flooding in. Hey, the book is Email Marketing for Dummies. The author is John Arnold. Thank you, John, for being here. Good job today, as always.
You're welcome, and congratulations on the 10 years.
Thanks, man. I'll see you later. Quick break, right back after these messages with Joel Barker. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.